shared last night or last week relative to concepts about government and the state that were impinging upon the writers of the Constitution, the American Constitution. And maybe to help us think about this, we should just give a little brief introduction. The term the United States symbolizes very deeply many things in the minds of an American of 1976. In other words, the concept of the United States of America takes its meaning largely from the contemporary scene in which we live. It signifies, for example, a geographical area that is very well defined, bordering on the west by the Pacific Ocean and the east by the Atlantic, and in the north by a very definite boundary between Canada, and on the south between the United States and Mexico. It connotes a highly industrialized nation, industry so technocratized, I guess that's a word, that it even extends to the details of agricultural production. The term United States symbolizes more than 200 million people, who, most of whom believe that with satisfaction that they live in the wealthiest country in the world and under the best system of government that is operative in the world. Now, to understand constitutional origins, you have to almost divorce yourself from all that concept of the United States. You have to blot out that image and substitute one that's very different. For example, the states at that time were only 13, and they weren't even called states, they were called colonies. They had banded together under an Articles of Confederation to fight a war, but there wasn't much power and authority vested via the Articles of Confederation. In fact, Washington had a terrible time raising money and supplies for his army, and half the time he didn't know if he was on loyalist territory or patriotic territory, where he was staying, where he had to quarter his soldiers. Those 13 colonies existed for the good of the mother country. They had little to bind them together, not even roads. The main source of travel at the time of the Revolution was still by horseback. There were a few stagecoach lines, but they were very rough and very slow. The speed of horses and the speed of sailing vessels measured the speed of communication and transportation. One thing they had that bound them together had been a spiritual, a great awakening. And there were